proclamation number 8457 dated the April 3rd, 1963. Only God is ruler of the universe. Another sign of the approaching end is that people will continue to make ever new attempts to penetrate the mysteries of creation, but never in a spiritual way by which alone they can receive an explanation. They intellectually try to ascertain what is still concealed from them. They undertake experiments to explore what exists beyond Earth. They want to discover natural laws and only make use of them again for the sake of earthly profit. They exclude me myself, the creator and provider, the ruler of the universe, and believe that they can conduct unauthorized research of creations which exist outside of Earth. They will carry on with their experiments despite the fact that they fail time and again, because it will never be possible for people to occupy other planets without losing their lives. But even then I will still respect their determination. I will not stop them so that they will recognize the futility of their projects themselves. And although they will believe that they can interfere with my creations, they will lose sight of their own intellectual limitations. They could gain unlimited knowledge by spiritual means, but only the souls would benefit from this. People, however, only look for earthly advantages, and for this reason will not choose the path which could lead them to correct understanding. But all their attempts will fail and only ever cause harm to people who will offer themselves as test objects. Humanity's place is and remains the Earth, just as all other celestial bodies are self-contained. The beings who occupy every star, be it the Earth or other celestial worlds, are subject to the natural laws I decree to every star. They will be unable to cancel any of these natural laws or associate with beings from other planets, and any attempt will be paid for with their lives, because it is presumptuous to ignore my laws. Common sense alone should tell them to refrain from such experiments. This is already a sign of the approaching end. It is a sign of total disbelief in a God and Creator, or they would not dare to destructively interfere with his creations in the belief that they will be able to create works which travel at speed through the universe. They will be dead works without purpose and goal. They will only prove how presumptuous people are on Earth and how dark their spirit is, despite their most astonishing calculations, which will nevertheless be wrong, as they will have to experience time and again. People already intervene in all existing laws of nature, yet never for the benefit of their fellow human beings. They only cause physical and spiritual damage, for with their experiments they also change their natural living facilities. They poison the air, the water, and thus the purely physical living conditions, but with their godless actions also cause immense damage to the souls which will never be able to mature on Earth in such great distance from me, their God and Creator. This great distance, however, is demonstrated by them, for only satanic influence determines their thinking and doing. Only Satan provides them with these thoughts, because he himself tries to exclude me and exerts authorially a negative influence on people. The attempt to reach stars beyond Earth cannot and will not ever be blessed by me, but until the end I will still show mercy to those whose souls have not yet completely fallen prey to my adversary, otherwise every attempt would soon be doomed. But I fight for every soul. And as soon as they turn to me in heartfelt prayer at times of earthly difficulty, I will also help them and let them seemingly succeed, yet always with the aim that people should find their way back to me and let go of their intentions when they have to recognize that they are dependent on a higher power, which can never be understood by their intellect but nevertheless will be grasped by the heart. You will still hear much more and perhaps even be surprised by the feats people are able to accomplish. But you should know that they receive their strength from my adversary who, like me, tries to create works amongst my creations which he himself is unable to do and therefore uses the will of people, whom he can easily influence since they have little or no faith at all. Yet they are his final attempts, for his time will have run out and he will instigate his fall into the abyss himself. For when he has caused utmost confusion amongst people I will put an end to his activity, and nothing will remain of the works which people accomplished under his influence. Everything will disintegrate and I will once again restore order on earth, so that it can continue as a school of the spirit and fulfill its purpose in accordance with my will. Amen.